enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
You're having yourself a wonderful Monday. We are Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. I want to make sure you are a part of the show. There's so many ways for you to do that today. 833-563-2533 number. That is the phone number. Also, Twitter and Instagram. It is Joe and McKenzie. And a lot of things that happen on the show, whether it's a blog or maybe a podcast or just anything, it ends up online somehow, some way. There's this thing called the Internet's McKenzie.
It's a wild place.
Joe McKenzie. Kenzie.com. How are you doing? How are you doing this morning? How was your weekend?
Oh my gosh, it was awesome. Woo! I feel great, surprisingly, for a Monday morning. My weekend was great. Friday night was so lame. Like, I fell asleep face down on my couch literally at like 9 and just slept. And then I got up at midnight, nice. Took all my might to go wash my face, brush my teeth, and then actually go to bed from my couch to my bed. And then I slept till like 11. I was straight up exhausted. But then Saturday night, I had a girls' night, which was super fun. Let me preface that. Lucy had a basketball game, and she dominated, won her first, like, dad's club basketball game. So she was awesome.
I saw her, and she got the one where I'm like, Lucy, you got to throw the elbows. There's no mercy. No kindness. You gotta box her out. It was great.
It was so fun to watch her. So she was killing it. She lost 2 teeth over the weekend, so the tooth fairy came.
Not in the basketball game.
No. This is just like...
This is an aggressive league for kids.
And then Saturday night, Mama went out to play. I went out with my good friend Samantha, and we just did it up. We had a blast. I got to give a shout out also to the Red Room. Well, first of all, we went to the steakhouse to see producer Pork Chop. So I wanted to surprise him. So we popped in, had martini, saw him in action, and everybody was so sweet and lovely. It was fun to see him like do his other job. So I got to surprise him there. And then I tried to get him to come out, and he was like, yeah. And then he pooped out on us. He didn't come out. So, but yeah, then we went to Red Room, which I have to give a shout out to Red Room because they really took care of us. It's kind of a cool little, I haven't been there since I was like 22.
it was hilarious.
But it was really, really fun. And they just rolled out the red carpet for us. And then we went dancing. Then we went to a gay club and it was super fun. And we danced all night. It was wild.
Do you like dancing at a gay club? Because most likely nobody there is sexually interested in you.
The music is killer. And although it was so funny. So when we were like exiting the dance floor, it was packed. I was like, Samantha, I thought it was my girlfriend. Someone grabbed my hiney like 1 or 5 times. And I have no idea. I was like, what?
Did you say 1 or 5 times somewhere
yes.
between there?
So it was people were very handsy over where we went. People were a little friendly. It was not my friend. Like, I thought she was just like joking around.
That'll be me. I'm like, hey, Joe.
But we made some new friends and it was a lot of fun. And miraculously, Sunday, I felt pretty good.
That's good.
I think since Miami, because I went hard in Miami, which I never do. Let me preface. I don't drink a lot. I can 2.5 drinks and I'm good.
Cheap date.
I hadn't drank since Miami. I hadn't really partied for a month. And so I was really careful. And like, I don't think I finished one drink. I just took like a sippy sip, then on to the next. And then a sippy sip, and then shots will get you in trouble. So I really paced myself, drank tons of water. I felt really good on Sunday.
Well, I'm glad to have you back here. Now, somebody, I don't want to overwork their voice today because they do have a lot going on, but Live the Web Grill, you were off. Obviously, we're all burning our vacation towards the end of the year, but you were busy, I believe, on Thursday and on Friday, were you not?
Yes. So I wasn't just off for a vacation. I actually was doing my Cycle Bar boot camp. So you guys have heard me talk about Cycle Bar probably 8 billion times.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been like leading up to becoming an instructor there. And so before you do that, you have to go through a boot camp. So me and 10 other girls went through a boot camp, and it was 9 hours on Thursday, 9 hours on Friday,
wow,
9.5 hours on Saturday, and 11 hours yesterday. So
are they trying to get you to drop out so you don't become like a boot camp instructor? This is like the Navy SEAL training.
It felt like Navy SEAL training.
Is it me or is your microphone cutting out terribly bad?
No, my microphone.
Okay, cool. Right. No, I'm not mad at you. I want to make sure, like, I don't know if my headphones are busted, if our equipment's busted. Okay. Well,
yeah,
hey.
Not your headphones, well, which is good news.
We're proud of you. That's awesome. Way to go. Glad to have you back to intern Chloe Money.
Chloe Money in the hizzy.
Hi.
What's your weekend?
It was really good. Pretty low key. I went to my boyfriend's campus and we studied for like 5 hours because this week is my finals week. And then next week is his finals week. So
you got this, girl.
Study mode.
You got this. I remember finals week. It's like so stressful. But it's kind of a fun vibe because everyone's exhausted. Everyone's going through the same thing. Mm-hmm. And so you're just in it together.
Man, I am so glad that I only had a high school education and barely graduated, just because hearing everybody talk about finals, that doesn't sound fun at all. Like I already have anxiety and I stress out about the dumbest things. Ooh, that would kill me.
I was going to say, you have a hot tutor, though. You have your boyfriend, so you guys can tutor each other.
Definitely. Well, him more than me. I'm not very good at anything, so.
Hey, stop it.
Oh,
stop
money,
it.
Stop.
First of all, you do it in a hell of an American accent.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's, if anything, you're good at that. Well, hey, I'm glad to hear that, one of the tests.
Oh, I have my media management final, which is just a huge essay. My applied radio course, we have some stuff going on for that. And then I have a video class that I need to make another video for that we're presenting in class, which I'm not looking forward to. And then I got 2 other presentations.
Okay, you're going to knock it out, though. We got faith in you. We're really proud of you.
Thank you.
You'll do a good job on that. My weekend, I write these things down, but I don't remember them. I know it was low-key because my wife Lindsay was a little under the weather. I went to go see Elf on Friday. That was a big thing. If you want to see my date, who I took with me, because I actually did have a date for the show, you can see it on our Instagram. It's Joe and Mackenzie. It'll be like the probably one of the top 3 photos. I know we have a couple of photos up there from what we did this weekend.
How was the show?
Incredible.
Was it?
It
I'm
was
dying
funny.
To see it.
It was very funny. They had some great jokes. I like it. I recommend it. It was really, really good. Because it was opening night, they had like little like free champagne things.
Oh, fun.
So I was like, I'm going to drink some champagne. Then the rest of the weekend, I hung out with my wife. Last night, I went and saw Straight No Chaser. They're like a great a cappella group.
You were very cultured this weekend. The live theater and then
honey,
some music.
Honey,
yes,
let me tell you. I was all over the place. So it was absolutely insane. That was really fun. And I'll admit it, I am addicted now to COD.
To COD?
Call of Duty.
I feel like you were addicted before. So
No. My buddy Chad and I, we linked up and we like have the headsets now so we can talk to each other. Mackenzie. I'm telling you guys this now because I got to work at a decent time today. I got home at 9:05 last night. I played to 11:20.
What?
And I was like, need to go to bed. But I'm like, I can't. 2-person shooter game.
I'm proud to say I went to bed really late, but it was because I was so into my new book. I kept reading and reading and reading. And I'm more proud of that.
Well, there you go.
You should read. Everyone should read more.
I was reading like cheat codes online, like how to be better, if that counts. So.
But can you go to bed after that? Because aren't you so hyped up?
No, I was jacked up on COD and Mountain Dew.
You were like straight up 14. And
I'm honestly like, if we can move the show along and play more music and get out of here, that'd be great. I got some COD to play. All right, Mackenzie, what is coming up in the tea?
No, Ryan Reynolds almost got crushed. Plus, we have a new Miss Universe coming up in one song.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Aw, yes, it is tea time. And I recorded this. I have not watched it. So spoiler alert if you did the same thing. But J-Lo was the host over on SNL. And here she is. She also was a musical guest. She performed Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
So you guys want to sing a little song with me?
J-Lo so talented. I love
Isn't
her.
Isn't she? And she's so gorgeous still. I mean, she's 50 years old.
I'm 50.
I'm 50, baby. She's inspo to us all. And it was kind of fun. I mean, SNL, pretty funny. I miss that show so much. Here they are making fun of Peloton.
Peloton's being called sexist for a new ad showing a wife obsessively using a Peloton bike that her husband gave her. But at least they decided against using the slogan, Peloton, you better keep it tighter than the babysitter.
Oh, so cool. So if you haven't watched that, good stuff. Check its eclipse, especially if you're bored at work today. Just pretend you're working. Moving on, this is so cool. I'm a huge fan. I've interviewed him many times. Amazing talent, artist, and just an all-around awesome human being. Jason Aldean, he went to Vegas, and he welcomed back the Route 91 survivors at his first show back in Vegas. Here he is with the crowd.
We got a lot of people in the crowd tonight who are family to us, so welcome out, everybody, from Route 91. We love to see you guys out. And it's good to be back here in Las Vegas. This is our first show back. And make no mistake about it tonight. Make no mistake about it tonight. We came back to blow it out for you guys tonight, all right?
Wow, what a cool guy. He's an awesome guy, and that's so brave, all the people there for that show.
I know. I love that. It's like, you can't scare us. We're back and we're united. That was just such a moving, moving moment. Oh, my gosh. A scary, scary moment. Ryan Reynolds was almost crushed by a barricade, and we have some of the audio that a fan took. This is in Brazil. Basically, the crowd was just pushing against this barricade, and it toppled over, and then everyone let loose. So his security team hopped off and grabbed him. He was thankfully okay. Don't hurt that pretty little face. I would be sad about that. But anything can happen like that. That's why they have security teams, right?
Yeah, I got everybody to protect you.
Needing protection, maybe Steve Harvey. We do have a new Miss Universe. Miss South Africa is the crown. She got the crown, and it was awesome. But Steve Harvey, he is killing me. I just think it's so funny. He has a multi-year deal hosting, but he always seems to mess up a little bit.
Here's a look at the winner, Philippines. This is a lot. Yes.
It's not Philippines. It's Malaysia.
Okay, well, let me explain something to you. I just read that in the teleprompter. Y'all gonna quit doing this to me. I can read. It said now. They trying to fix it now. See, this is what they did to me back in 2015. Played me short like that. This is Malaysia. I really love this national costume of Malaysia. It's crazy.
It's like, what, does he even want to be there anymore? If I was him, I'm sorry. You don't go back. It's like, all right, fine. You got me out.
No, they keep asking him back. But that's the funny thing.
I would not go back.
He just does not care, but he's getting millions and millions. Here's a little more Steve Harvey.
Well, you're here.
Yes, I'm here. Are you sure you read correctly? Should I go back?
She's giving him sass.
So you just keep this going on, don't you?
You're forgiven. Don't worry.
Yeah, you've forgiven me.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they have. Not the cartel is not. They're not handling it the same way. Just okay.
Oh, man. But again, Miss South Africa was crowned. So congrats to her. I've always wanted to do that. Like, be an announcer for Miss, even just like a Miss Teen something. I think it would be so fun. Like, Miss Nevada.
Hey, I would be afraid I'd pull a Steve Harvey and everybody would be coming after me.
Oops.
Positive stuff. Yeah, we got it for you. Monday motivation. It's coming up in less than 10 minutes. Mackenzie's actually got a really cool connection to this one. Don't go anywhere. We're Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.
If you're feeling good, say
Monday motivation. We like to give you some positivity because even I can be a little negative at times, but especially to kick off the week. And Mackenzie, I want to kick it off with you if you don't mind today, because you got some really cool connections here to a story that everybody's been talking about.
Oh my goodness, so heartwarming. I'm proud to say one of my best friends, Molly Tittle, is on the line along with just a gorgeous woman inside and out, Maria Bedford. And Maria and Molly gave a Westfield mom who is battling MS the surprise of a lifetime. It was just so wonderful. I want them to tell us about their experience to inspire you. Molly and Maria, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Okay, so can you tell us a little bit about your St. Nicholas Day surprise that happened on Friday?
Yes, you know, Mackenzie, you guys, it was such a blessing to be and a gift from God. You know, we were able to surprise our friend Jennifer with a new handicap bathroom remodel and a brand new van, wheelchair accessible for her so that she could become more independent. And it was just such a gift from God, and we couldn't have done all of this without the generosity, the beautiful generosity of so many people. And because this is a very brand new organization, it's called the St. Nicholas Neighbor in Need Foundation.
And how, tell us about the mom. So she's a mom of, is she have six children?
Right. She has six children. The oldest is 18 and the youngest is just in first grade. And she's suffered from MS for 25 years. She's just battled so courageously. And probably for the last, I don't know, many years, she has not been independent at all. Everywhere she goes, she has to have somebody meet her there or take her because she can no longer walk from the driver's side of her wheel or her van to the back of her van to get her wheelchair out. So she has not had any sense of independence at all. And she has taken about 6-9 months ago, she took a very, very bad fall in her bathroom. Her bathroom is not handicap accessible. So it's such a blessing for us to be able to gift her these things from the foundation and our donors. Just really such a blessing for us.
And on Friday, when you presented her with the van and that her restroom was going to be restored, what, take us through that moment, her reaction?
Oh my goodness, it's such a, like, just even reliving it is bringing just a shake and tears to my body because it was just so incredible. She was truly surprised, and it was quite cute because when St. Nicholas came in, she thought he was just coming in. We were at Freddy's. She thought he was just coming into the building, and when she finally realized he was standing in front of her and speaking to her as we were handing her towels and some goodies, for her bathroom to let her know that it was going to be remodeled. I mean, she was just in awe. We all were. It was such a blessing.
I love this. And for someone who wants to do something like this, for someone who is struggling, how can they even start like a foundation or start to help someone else like this?
Well, Molly and I just started this foundation barely 5 weeks ago. And we were quickly learning how much we don't know that we don't know. So
right, that's all of us.
Yeah. So we've had many promptings of the Holy Spirit, and God has just been opening all these doors that we didn't even know we were knocking on. So it would really feel like anybody who is interested in that, they just need to pray about and explore those options. And if it's meant to be and it's blessed, then it truly is just going to happen.
And ladies, where can everybody get more information to help out with your foundation?
Sure. Well, since we're so new, we do not have a website set up, but you can contact us directly through email at saintst.nicholasneighborinneed@gmail.com. Is probably the best way to get a hold of us right now.
All right, cool. And what we'll do is it'll take a little bit because we're short-staffed today, but we will put a link up. Plus, I saw some media coverage on there, too. We'll get that up there at joemackenzie.com because that way we can definitely link up the email for everybody to check out.
Absolutely.
I never got to meet you, Molly or Maria, but you sound like some incredible women out there and some great people. Thank you so much.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Guys. Thanks for spreading the great news and the cheer.
Yes, thank you, girls. Love you.
Dang, how do I top that one? I mean, it's not a topping thing, but I want to share something. This is a mascara alert. Okay, maybe I got it because I just got a Ring like doorbell camera, but this popped up the other day on my Facebook. I'm like, no, I can't watch it. I'm a sucker for military stuff. And this isn't a military homecoming, but the mom or dad, whoever thought this is genius, when you walk up, Mackenzie, if you don't know a Ring doorbell, it captures usually 15 to 30 seconds on there. So these kids, as soon as they started coming home every day, they knew the camera would be activated, and they started saying messages to their dad over a course of a year while he was overseas in the military. And listen to some of the stuff they said. Just imagine being the dad. I guess he could access the Ring camera online or on his phone over there. This is so cute.
Hi, Daddy. I miss you so much. I only miss you soon, Daddy, because I really want you to come back. Bye, Daddy. I'm going to go to school to learn a lot. Dada, I love you so much. Come on soon. I love you.
Hi, Dad. I got a new haircut.
He, like, buzzed all his hair off.
I love you.
It's all these big life moments these kids are telling their dad about.
Hi, Dad. I miss you a lot. Hope you're going to see you soon. It's your first day today.
I'm going to get you some rest.
Dad, I graduated from riding my bike now. All I need for help is to push, then I'm all going by myself.
How cool is that? Like his big moment where he's riding a bike for the first time by himself.
So they did this every day. They recorded a little message.
Yeah, and then they put some of their stuff in there. But like what a genius idea out there. That is so cool.
And again, you don't even realize the sacrifices, the men and women who are defending our country and fight for our freedom. I mean, and their families. So thank you so much if you're listening for your service. I mean, it's moments like these. I mean, they're missing these every day for us.
And they get to capture them right there. I love that. That's Monday Motivation. We'll put it up online for you to check out at joeandmackenzie.com. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Man, talk about free advertising. Peloton has got to be loving all of this.
Killing it. I mean, I still want one.
Yeah, no kidding. I think everybody does. Bless you, Liv, dabbing on those sneezes. Peloton woman, she's in a new gin ad. You might see this soon. The woman's name from the Peloton commercial where she has that whole year-long transformation and everybody's like, but wait a minute, she's already in shape. Why is she working out? That's weird. Well, she's an actress. She plays the wife in the Christmas gift theme spot. But now she's also starring in an ad for Aviation Gin, which is owned by, I didn't know this, Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, you didn't know that?
I did not. Now, based on the commercial, the wife is now more interested in, I guess, drinking than, actually exercising. So listen to this ad. Keep in mind, picture this is, they're playing off the fact that, you know, all the controversy is going on.
This gin is really smooth.
Yeah. We can get you another one if you'd like.
You're safe here. To new beginnings.
To new beginnings.
There you go. It's gonna be a fun night.
So she just chugged a whole martini. Or a drink.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You look great, by the way.
I love that.
I mean, kudos to Ryan Reynolds and his team for jumping on this, you know?
Oh, no doubt. Now, here's the thing. It seems like the mom's having a good experience with this, but the guy that plays the father, his name is Sean Hunter. He's an actor, but he's also a teacher. And I guess the exercise commercials really got him, people thinking he's sexist. He's just playing a role. Then people are jumping to conclusions that what they want it to be. It shows, obviously, the guy giving the bike to his wife. And obviously, you know, if you didn't know that, people are like, well, it kind of seems like she needs to get in shape. It's just a commercial.
Yeah, we talked about this on the show, and we were like, hey, is it cute or cringy? Most people thought it was cute because it's like a very expensive hoity-toity bike. The thing was, people thought it was sexist. Like, oh, give, you know, if like as if you gave your wifey a vacuum or a blender. It's like, hey, get in shape, woman. But that's not. I did not take it as that, and I would still love a Peloton.
Santa, are you listening?
Santa, are you listening?
Sean Hunter thinks he's being treated unfairly since the spot has aired for multiple people. He even said most recently in a sketch on a Saturday Night Live.
I love SNL, but when they make jokes of things, I mean, they should see the Instagram DMs I have. It's hurtful. And so a few bad ones, a few negative ones. Some I just delete right away. Some I read and go, yeah, some are personal attacks. Some make fun of my image. Some say, you know, that, you know, you're a bad person for doing that. I won't get into that.
Where was Adele, by the way, in the background? Like, what was he doing?
This guy, honestly, these people, though, I mean, we would never, this could really help boost their career. They should really capitalize on it because otherwise no one would be talking about this guy.
No, it's great. Or that girl. I mean, they're both like good looking people, but still there's average people and they let them have a chance to be big now.
Right.
Okay. The average adult will wake up grumpy. How many days a year do you think, Mackenzie? In 365 days, will we be grumpy?
Grumps? Oh, that's just kind of sad. I'm going to go with 200.
Ha, you're so low.
Really?
300 days a year.
That is so sad.
Researchers surveyed 2,000 adults in the U.S. and they found the average just 65 good mornings a year. A bad night's sleep is the main cause of the amount of bad mornings and tossing and turning. So that could be a factor. You don't have to necessarily be mad, but if like you're having a bad morning because you're tired, for example.
Sure.
I have 365 days of bad mornings when it comes to getting up. I love this show. Wish we could do it in the afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely. We would love that. Getting up at 3 is rough. I will say, try cryotherapy if you never tried it. It really helps you sleep. I didn't get a lot of sleep. I need like 9 hours of sleep to be happy. I got like 6 hours of sleep. But it really helps you sleep. You just get that deep sleep so you feel alive.
I like that. Okay, and finally, let's do some sports stuff here. Buccaneers beat the Colts 38-35. Broncos over the Texans. What happened there. 38-24, your final NBA. The Clippers take on the Pacers tonight. The Kings are taking on the Rockets. College football, we know the playoff picture. Big games over the weekend. LSU jumped ahead of Ohio State. They got the number one spot. The top-ranked Tigers will face number four Oklahoma in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. And Ohio State will play number three Clemson in the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl. And this is a sporting event. Actually happened in Indy this past weekend. Congrats. He was on the show on Friday. If you missed it, you can check out the interview at joeandmckenzie.com. Joey
yes!
Chestnut.
Jelly.
He ate 10 pounds of shrimp, which won. But the year before, the guy ate 18 pounds. When I saw 10 pounds, I thought he lost. But he actually won with 10 pounds.
Joey Chestnut is such a gem. Like, he is so down to earth, just a normal, nice dude. I'm so happy for him.
We need him, USA. He won the St. Elmo's Steakhouse Shrimp Cocktail Eating Contest. And finally, today is a very special day. It's National Llama Day.
Tina, you fat lard, come get some dinner.
Yeah, that's all I got for you. So happy National Llama Day. Shout out to all the llamas and all the things that you do. All right, who's ready for Song of the Day? Let me hear you say whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. Song of the Day.
Song of the Day. Song of the Day. We'll do it after Lizzo. It's the song of the day. All right.
Yeah.
We have a category. You get to vote. Text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. The category today, songs that pump you up. Woo!
Yes, honey. It's Monday. We know you're probably dragging booty, so we want to get you going.
Mackenzie, what song do you have that's going to pump you up?
Okay. So, this is one of my all-time favorite songs. I hope you know it. If you don't, you're going to love it. It's called Hello by, and I don't even know if I say his name right, Martin Solveig. Let's go with it. It's okay with me. Get you going.
I know that song, but I didn't know who the artist was or anything.
They danced to it like on Dancing with the Stars a lot. I feel like there's some correlation with Julianne Hough. Anyway,
it's like an Apple commercial, I think, too.
Yes, if you want to hear Hello, vote for me, please.
Okay, intern Chloe Money in the Hizzy. How are you doing?
I am doing great, and I'm ready to win.
She always wins.
She's
Money
all
kills
business
it.
Today.
Yes.
Okay, what do you got?
So I picked Hall of Fame by The Script. It was one of my favorite songs in high school, and it's got a great message, so vote for it.
Dedicate yourself and you can find yourself
standing in the Hall of Fame. Yeah. And the world's gonna know your name. Yeah. Cause you're mine with the first frame.
Look at you motivating us this morning. Okay.
Yes, I love The Script. What happened to them? They were hot.
They are not going to be in the Hall of Fame, it sounds like. Maybe that wasn't the best song choice. We'll see. All right, I need you to vote for me today because I haven't gotten a win in a hot minute. Seriously, I think I've hooked up sooner than I've got a win around here. Here's the deal. Till I Collapse by Eminem and Nate Dogg. This song will get you through anything.
Till the roof comes off, till the lights go out, till my legs give out, can't shut my mouth, till the smoke clears out, and my high her house, I'ma rip this till my bone collapse, till the roof comes off, till the lights go out, till my legs give out, can't shut my mouth.
You can't stop me. You can't stop me. If you want to vote for that song, pick me, Joe. And Live the Web Girl. Been off for a few days, trying to get those vacay days in. We've been getting ahead of you in the wins. What are you going to do to do something about that?
So this is my favorite song. It always pumps me up. If it's for a workout, if I'm like early in the morning and I just need to wake up. And that is Humble by Kendrick Lamar.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah.
I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances for nothing.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Can we just do songs that pump you up every day?
We should. Wake everyone up.
I really love this category. All right. The songs are out there. Now you have to do the hard part. You get to do one vote. Text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140 and decide. You want to hear Mackenzie's Hello by Martin Solveig. I'm sorry if I ruined that name. Intern Chloe Money, Hall of Fame by The Script. Myself, Joe, Till I Collapse by Eminem and Nate Dogg and Live the Web Girl. Went with Humble. Soul by Kendrick Lamar. That's Song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. We will play the winner after Maroon 5 Memories. As a matter of fact, we got your chance to win Maroon 5 tickets today at 8:30, 7:30 Central. Song of the day. The results are now being calculated by Live the Web Girl, Pork Chops Off Today, and Rosie.
Rosie never takes a day off.
Nope.
She's here 24/7.
She does those annoying updates, though, right in the middle of stuff when it's like, wait, no, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. I'm not ready.
I don't mind.
I need to use my computer now. What are you doing? Sure. Take 30 minutes. It's great. Okay, the category today for Song of the Day, songs that pump you up.
Pump you up.
Let's recap it. Mackenzie went with Hello by Martin Solvig. I hope I got that name right. I'm just here to say hello. Okay, then we had intern Chloe Money had the Hall of Fame by The Script. Dedicate yourself and you go find yourself. Standing in the Hall of Fame. Man, these are good songs today. I really like all of them. Myself, Joe, I went with Eminem and Nate Dogg. They have a song called Till I Collapse.
Till the roof comes off, till the lights go out, till my leg give out, can't shut my mouth.
And Live the Web Girl. That's a good one, too. She went with Humble by Kendrick Lamar.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. Okay. So, the voting is done. Live the Web Girl, do you have results for us?
I have results. Are you guys ready?
I'm nervous.
Yes.
Let's do this.
All right, songs that pump you up, after me and Rosie calculated, coming in last place. I don't want to say by a dramatic amount, but a shocking amount. Is Mackenzie. I think that also might have to do, there's like a million songs titled Hello, so there might have been some confusion on which song it
is. It is all good. I don't feel like you would know that artist, but it is a good song.
I don't, but I love the
song. If you need
something
to add to, like, I don't know, your gym playlist, check out Hello. It's mm-hmm. all good.
All I'll put right. that on my playlist of, like, getting out of the car to walking into my house. Like,
you could do it.
Yeah, that's my extreme workout.
Now, with 20%, coming in third place, intern Chloe.
Oh, oh streak! This is so sad. Usually, when she plays, she wins.
I do want to say I was expecting that because on Twitter I got 0%.
Well, on the Twitter. Boo!
Twitter is not always right.
That's
yeah,
true.
I've won on Twitter and came in last place. Yeah. So we go by the text vote at 52140.
Yes. Now, coming in second place. Losing by just 5%.
Ooh, that's close.
Joe Pesh.
What?
Which means I am your winner today. Yay. With the song Humble. I will say, I picked the song Humble before and I got in second place, so I'm glad I could get a win with it this time, baby.
Oh, man. All right, congratulations. Live the Web Girl back in town and ready to win. She has your song today.
Nobody pray for me. Been a day for me. Yeah.
Your song of the day winner today is Live the Web Girl. Kendrick Lamar, Humble. Tomorrow, the category, songs about birthdays. Anything involving a birthday.
That's right, because it is Joe's birthday tomorrow. How do you feel?
I feel like I've accomplished everything I've wanted to accomplish by this age. No, I'm kidding. No, I feel, it's weird. Birthdays creep up on me. Now I feel like a turd. Like, am I supposed to invite people out for, like, dinner tomorrow night? Sorry, probably not going to invite anybody out. I'm doing Taco Tuesday, though. I don't know. Does your birthday creep up on you? Because mine always does.
No, I love birthdays. I'm a huge birthday fanatic.
It's too late
now.
It's
like I have a birthday month. My birthday month is January.
Okay,
my birthday's on January 8th. Elvis's birthday. That's I'm just throwing that out there.
That's my brother and dad's birthday.
Whoa. On the 8th?
On the 8th. They were both born on the 8th. Yep.
Champions are born on the 8th. That there is you saying. Go. But so tomorrow's your birthday. What do you want to do? What can I bring? A cake?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, I prefer alcohol, but whatever you want to bring is cool.
Okay, cool.
Maybe a bang.
You want some mimosas and a bang?
Yeah, whatever the crowd would like. Whatever the room would like.
Crazy.
I would love to.
It's your birthday. It's
no
your
doubt.
Birthday. It's almost Christmas.
So
time.
We are doing songs that mention a birthday or about birthdays.
It's really okay, like I'll
mention
give an example.
Cake.
I was going to say a song I was thinking of was doing, like Rihanna, where she's like, cake, cake, cake.
Cake, cake.
Say it's your birthday. But yeah, you could be like 50 Cent, like in the club, if that hasn't won already. Like anything loosely related to like birthday. Birthday yes. sex, like Jeremiah.
I know what song I'm
You
doing.
Should do birthday sex and dedicate it to Linz and see what happens.
Yeah, if you can get on it. Lucky.
Okay, us in the bedroom. But that is tomorrow. By the way, I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to, what do you say, manifest it?
Yes.
I've never had a surprise birthday party.
You've been hanging out with me way too long.
I've never had a surprise birthday party, so maybe next year, surprise
would
birthday party.
Would you like party.
That? Oh my God, yes. My whole life I've wanted to walk into a room to a surprise. I never had a surprise.
Literally, that is some people's worst nightmare.
No surprise. Just make sure whoever's like taking me to the spot, make sure I'm ready and ready to go. Like I look okay. I don't want to look like in my sweatpants and smelling like B.O. All right. Now that we got that out of the way.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Should she let her 16-year-old get plastic surgery? Now, that's kind of drastic. I assume most people would say no, but let me explain and then join in the conversation and let us know. Maybe you've been in a situation or if you got a 16-year-old a child, if you'd consider this. She said, my daughter's 16 and she wants to consult with a plastic surgeon about her nose because she thinks it's too big and she thinks it's ugly. It's neither of those, the mom said, and I told her so. But of course, the 16-year-old refuses to believe her mom. The woman says she got her nose done when she was about 14, and she actually ended up regretting it. She had to have some corrective surgeries to fix the breathing she had with that. And so I don't know if like maybe the family has bigger noses. Some do. I knew a girl I went to high school with had a humongous nose. She was a really cool, cute girl, but I get it, though. Like that, people picked on her, made fun of her. So I understand while you might want to get cosmetic surgery done to I guess, make it smaller. She says, my daughter cried and said that makes me a hypocrite because I can't tell her not to get surgery when I myself had work done, especially it's the same body part that was done. And I guess this woman's husband is siding with her and says, hey, we should at least get a consultation and, you know, see what she thinks about it after then. Listen, I'm a hypocrite when it comes to this, too. Like, for example, if I ever lost a bunch of weight, I'm like closer to 400 pounds right now. If I ever lost like 100, 200 pounds, there's going to be loose skin. That is a type of plastic surgery, like to get all the loose skin done. I would totally do that.
Well, of course. And I hate that for people that lose a lot of weight because it's like you've worked so hard and then you have the extra excess skin. So it's like, I mean, you have to get that taken care of or else all of your hard work because you want to see what you've worked for.
And this is where I'm hypocritical. I'm just saying, like, hypothetically, like, if I had a daughter and I don't know everybody, I can't speak, but I assume like if you get like breast enhanced, like maybe you feel more confident and you want that there. Like that's good. Like to feel good about yourself, that's fine. But like I wouldn't want my daughter to do that. Same thing, I don't know if I'd want her to do the nose, but I understand it. And this is me being hypocritical. I understand that. That's just my thing though, but how can you do one and not the other?
I feel like the nose, you have to wait. I feel like 16, I obviously... you should have a consultation mm-hmm. with a cosmetic surgeon, but maybe wait because, I mean, I don't know. Our nose is fully developed at 16. Maybe wait till she's 18. I mean, it's not that much longer.
All I'm saying is that when I was 16 and 18, if I could have gotten plastic surgery to fix all of the things that I did not like about myself, there would have been a lot of things. You know, at first it was my nose. I've been super self-conscious of my nose because it's just kind of like bigger and round. And luckily, I'm 25 now. I've grown into it a little bit more.
You got a big old bobblehead that grew into it. Yeah.
But I hated that.
I'm supporting you.
And then like, you know, I hated, you know, my lower stomach because it kind of like sticks out a little bit. I hated my love handles. I've just hated so many things about my body when I was 16, when I was 18, even when I was 21. And if I would have fixed everything, I still would have found something else I was not happy about. I just don't think she should do it. She's 16. She's still a child. She needs to grow to love herself and love her nose and love those attributes about herself. Everyone has things that they are self-conscious about, and getting plastic surgery doesn't fix that. You just find a new thing to be self-conscious on.
That's true. I think she should definitely wait. Like, I have a little girl and she's 9, and if she, you know, came to me in a few years and was like, mom, I would definitely make her wait. I mean, I think do what you want to do, whatever makes you happy, whatever. I'm casting no judgment on anyone, but I feel like you definitely should wait because, you know, I'm clearly not the girl I was when I was 16. I'm not the girl I was when I was 20, you know, as you get older, and I'm in my 30s, and it's like it's interesting because you would make different decisions than you would now. So something that is permanent, I think you should definitely, I think they should wait. Okay. Just a little bit.
No, I get you. 833-563-2539. I'm wondering if anybody actually agrees with the dad on this one, because that's what surprised me. Usually you think the dad's protective, like, no, my daughter has not changed me anything. And he's like, well, we should at least let her get a consultation.
Well, I think it's because, okay, Kylie Jenner, for example, she's young. She's, what, 20, 21? And she's had a ton of stuff done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, if her daughter was like, Mom, I want to get my lips injected, it would be kind of hypocritical for her to be like, no, you're beautiful, you can't do
anything.
We're
not doing it unless it's on the Kardashian show,
honey. You know what I'm saying?
Honey.
So I think that's the thing with the fine line. It's like, well, Mom, you did it. Why can't I?
All right, you can let us know what you think. 833-563-2539. At this time, let's do station identification. We are Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now.
It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Okay, honey, it is tea time, and we're starting things off. This was just heartbreaking news. Chicago-born musician Juice WRLD passed away early yesterday morning, suffering cardiac arrest at Midway Airport. He had just turned 21 years old about 6 days earlier. Emergency crews responded about 2 a.m. to a private hangar at the airport. His real name is Jared Anthony Higgins, and he was rushed to the Christ Medical Center in Oaklawn and pronounced dead at 3:14 a.m. in the morning. This is just devastating. There's no signs of foul play evident, the officers are reporting. And he just passed away so young. And he was just pretty much at the beginning of his career.
Yeah, he just, a week after turning 21 years old. And what an incredible story. Obviously, huge songs we play here on Radio Now, like Lucid Dreams. And I don't know. It always amazes me when kids are, he wasn't cut down, but just so young. Like, who knows what other music he could have done and made.
Yeah, an autopsy is scheduled for today. But, of course, our thoughts and prayers with he and his family. Dave Grohl, he's just the man. So he's with the Foo Fighters. He's in Las Vegas. He's performing Saturday night. And he did a little something special for a fan. He shotgunned a beer live on stage.
All right. Let's shotgun a beer before this night is over. Are we doing this right now? I don't even want to shotgun a beer right now.
He's just the coolest. I've never been to a Foo Fighters show, but everyone says it's like an experience.
Joe!
Yes! They cracked open their beer at the same time, and then after he got done, he's like, whoa! Surprisingly refreshing. Maybe that's what we need to do before our shows.
I would love to see you, me, Liv, and Porkchop do a beer chug.
Yeah, don't forget Chloe Money. She's 21. Intern
Chloe.
Okay.
I feel like she would like put her pinky out there and sip it. I don't know if I could get her to chug it.
You know who would love to probably do that? Ozzy Osbourne. He's probably done that a few times on stage. Ozzy, we can't understand him, but we know him and love him.
I remember being in a club when I was out in London. Don't ask me where this club was. I've not got a clue.
Okay, I will not ask you then.
So Ozzy, this is pretty cool. He's offering a $25,000 reward to recover stolen gear. Someone stole gear from a music school in North Hollywood, and it's just trapped. So he's stepping it up. One of the instruments that was taken was this little kid's like first electric guitar.
What a turd. Who would take that?
There's a trumpet from the Depression era. I mean, a lot of really cool instruments someone stole. So he's lending, $25,000 to put up a reward. So hopefully the equipment and the instruments will be brought back.
Yeah, that's so lame. Who would do that?
Super lame. All right, I want to see if you like this. I kind of do, and I am. This is confession. Marilyn Manson scares me. It's just, if there could be one opposite person to me in this world, it's Marilyn Manson.
I love Marilyn Manson.
Just not my vibe. But there's this cool mashup of The Beautiful People along with Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas, and it's pretty dope.
Like what I'm hearing there. That's my Christmas. I love Dominic the Donkey. That was my favorite Christmas song, but now I think it's that mashup. You got me a little earworm in my hole.
You're welcome.
Hey, Liv the Web Girl, I know you were constantly on Murder Monday. Like, sometimes I think you're trying to kill people to get new content. What is coming up for Murder Monday today?
I'm going to be talking about the death of Dolores Della Penna. She was a high school graduate who went missing and was found dead.
All right, Murder Monday comes up in less than 10 minutes. We are Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
It's Murder Monday. Listener discretion is advised.
The reason we do Murder Monday is to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give out tips on any unsolved crime that might be in your area. Take down this number. You never know when you're going to need it. 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Liv the Web Girl, what are you doing today for Murder Monday?
Today, I'm talking about the stories of Dolores Della Penna. So our story starts on the night of July 11th, 1972. Dolores Della Penna was 17 years old and was on her way home from hanging out with her friends and eagerly trying to make it in time for her midnight curfew. Although, she never did make it back to her home in the suburbs of Philadelphia. Dolores had just graduated high school with honors and had plans to work at a nearby hospital starting in the fall as an X-ray technician. During that summer, her parents gave her money to rent an apartment in Wildwood Crest, New Jersey, along with three other girls as a last summer fun before adulthood began for them. She confided in her 19-year-old older brother that the apartment wasn't as fun as she hoped it would be. She tried to stay out of the apartment as much as she could. She found out her parents were planning a trip to Disney World and insisted on going so she could get some time away from her summer apartment. And despite not enjoying her time there, she had plans to return to the summer getaway when she got back from Disney. On July 11th, the day after they got back, she decided to go out with her friend and go over to her friend's fiance's house. On the way back, Dolores and her friend took a train together, but they parted ways when Dolores took the trolley that would take her back to her parents' place. The trolley driver remembered picking her up and said that she was ducking down below the windows until he dropped her off at her stop around 11:50 to 11:55 p.m. The police suggested that she could have been hiding from a car that was driving behind them, but the trolley driver did not recall anyone following them. Once she got off the trolley, she was only four blocks away from her parents' house. When she didn't come home, the Della Penna family called the police. The police days later went door to door interviewing 35 different family members, neighbors, and loved ones. Several neighbors told the police that they had heard screams on the night of July 11th around midnight, and six neighbors said they even witnessed the abduction firsthand. All six witnesses had different stories. One claims they saw one man. Another says there were three men. Some say that she was dragged across the street. And another resident said she was stuffed into a car. Even with all six of these eyewitnesses, none of them called the police. Some said they thought it was a domestic dispute. And others said they were simply too scared to. The police found spots of blood on the pavement about a block away from Dolores' home, along with her jacket and her crucifix. And despite all the evidence, police didn't have a lot of clues of what happened and didn't have any leads. They didn't have any suspects, and they weren't sure if she was taken by someone she knew or if it was a random person. It wasn't until July 22nd, 11 days after Dolores went missing, that her body was found. Well, part of it. While a man was walking his dog in the woods about 50 miles from where the Della Penna family lived, he found the arms and torso of a female's body. Ugh. The arms were not attached to the torso, and the head and legs were nowhere to be found. He found the remains only 15 feet from an intersection, indicating someone had dumped the body parts in a car and sped away. The torso was badly mutilated and decomposed. The innards were removed, and there was an additional wound to the center of her chest.
Ugh.
The hands were mangled, and the pads of the fingers were carefully sliced off so she couldn't be identified by fingertip.
Okay.
This is horrific.
I need like a breakfast warning next time.
Yes, sorry, guys.
Too many details.
I'm sorry. It's Murder Monday. I feel like you could always expect that. A doctor took a scan of the spine of the body that was found and compared it to Dolores' spine from a scan she had done 2 years prior. The spines were an identical match, and they realized that they found part of the body of 17-year-old Dolores De La Pena. An autopsy revealed that she had been dead for 2 weeks. At this time, friends who were silent before started coming forward to talk about the case and discuss what was happening in that New Jersey apartment that had Dolores so uneasy. When we come back, I will tell you what was going on in that apartment and how it can be linked to her death.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrist and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
It's Murder Monday. Listener discretion is advised.
We have photos up on our Instagram. Liv the Web Girl, tell us about those today. What are we doing for Murder Monday?
So today for Murder Monday, we're talking about the story of Dolores De La Pena, a 17-year-old that went missing, mm-hmm. and weeks later, part of her body was found. It was revealed after her body was found that summer apartment in Wildwood Crest had become a hub for drug use and drug trafficking. This was very different from the straight-laced life that Dolores led. One of her friends said that many frightening people would constantly stop by the apartment. Although police looked at some of these people that were mentioned, they determined none of them were suspects. And then on July 29, 1972, 1 week after the discovery of the torso and arms, an elderly man taking his daily walk discovered the legs belonging to Dolores. Both legs were badly decomposed, but the toenail polishes matched the polish of the fingernails that they had found earlier. Mrs. De La Pena had told the police it was her favorite color, and she constantly wore it. The legs were found just 8 miles from where her other body parts were discovered a week before. The police were able to take all the stories they had heard from eyewitnesses and get a better picture of what happened. There was a man that was pretending to work on his car for over an hour, but was really just waiting for Dolores. She was grabbed from behind and immediately went limp. They think she either got choked or struck from behind. The man put her in the car and drove away. It was August at this point, and they had a description of the man, but didn't have much luck in finding a suspect. The case was getting more and more difficult as time went on. Investigators had interviewed 1,526 people in relation with the murder.
That is insane. Yes, I mean, I don't know much about investigating, but I thought you'd be like 105 people. I'm like, well, no, that's a lot of witnesses.
But this is so gruesome. I mean, yes, body parts found in different locations.
Right. And still the only solid lead they had was the description of the man. Years passed and many leads came up, but then shortly dried up afterwards. Investigators even looked at the possibility of serial killers Ted Bundy and Buffalo Bill, but both of those were ruled out because the times didn't match up. It's now 1988, and the head of the Philadelphia investigation team listed the murder as unsolved, and the case went cold. It wasn't until 1992 when inmates in a Philadelphia prison came forward with more information. With all of their testimonies, they put together what can be the closest thing to an explanation of what happened the night Dolores went missing. When Dolores was living in the drug hub apartment in New Jersey, there was a big shipment of drugs that went missing. Because Dolores was out of town and her other three roommates were scared, they blamed it on her, even though we can rule her out as having any part in this. That's when drug dealers wanted to give her a scare and pay the $200 for the drugs that went missing. They kidnapped her, put her in a garage, sexually assaulted her, and beat her. There were four gang members there all taking part, and one of the men even had a machete. That's when one of the four, who was high on LSD, insisted on him taking part in scaring her next. He attempted to chop off her arm with the machete, but struck too hard and gashed her chest.
Ugh.
He got scared, and that's when he chops off her head, killing her. It's said that she was never meant to die, but the high drug dealer took it too far.
You think?
That's when they dismembered her and cut her limb by limb. And members from a motorcycle gang said they'd help to get rid of her body. It was 1996, and this story had come out, and the police had nine possible suspects. Two were already in jail for murder. Four had already died. So there were only three live and free suspects. The DA said there wasn't enough evidence to issue an arrest warrant because all they had was the testimony from inmates. And all three suspects are still unidentified to the public and remain free from charges for the murder of Dolores De La Penna.
That's just an insane speculation, yes, of how it all would have went down.
The case remains unsolved, and Mr. and Mrs. De La Penna passed away before they could ever see any justice done for the murder of their 17-year-old daughter.
See, I hate these kinds of murder Mondays. First of all, they're gruesome, but like, there's no resolution. We don't actually know officially what happened.
Right.
Nobody has been brought to justice.
Right. So it's still unsolved. No one has ever been arrested or charged for the murder of Dolores.
That is horrible. And that was so grotesque. I was thinking about diving into cupcakes we have here in studio.
Yeah.
And now I don't need them.
No,
I can't eat them.
It's a little hard to eat breakfast after that.
Yeah. Live the web, girl. Thank you so much.
That was intense.
I'm about to murder those cupcakes, though. I don't even mind.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
I know some people get nervous, they get embarrassed, but I'm hoping that this is kind of a vengeful thing, that men and women will call in and you will share all the juicy details. And if you want to be anonymous, you certainly can be. 833-563-2539. How did you bust them cheating? And I'm really looking into, especially with this story, more of the like technology busted them.
Yeah, not like unique ways.
Not like, oh, I walked home and they were in the bedroom. That's like the traditional old school way of busting somebody.
I mean, I kind of want to hear that too, if you literally walked in on it happening.
That would be cool. We will take that. But how about this? This woman busted her man cheating because of Fitbit. Jane Slater, she's a correspondent with the NFL, shared a personal story on Twitter, I think it was last week, kind of in the middle of this whole Peloton commercial backlash. She said that she loved the Fitbit her former boyfriend once gave her, but the gift actually backfired in a big way. She and her ex would motivate each other, and I guess they would check each other's workouts, they would check their steps, everything. It's like, oh, good job, babe. It's like, oh, I got an extra mile in, or I burn more calories than you. So they try to one-up each other and stay healthy. She then noticed something a little, well, unusual. There was a bump in his heart rate in the middle of the night.
Or
early morning, about 4 a.m. She explained, an ex-boyfriend once got me a Fitbit for Christmas. I loved it. We synced up. We motivated each other. It was great. Until he was unaccounted for at 4 a.m. and his physical activity levels were spiked on the app. Wish this wasn't a real story, but it is. And then she followed up in another tweet. She clarified, spoiler alert, he was not enrolled in an Orange Theory class at 4 a.m.
Busted.
833-563-2539. If you need to be anonymous, we can make that happen too. How did you bust somebody cheating? Like nowadays, I'm wondering if anybody has a Ring story, because I just got a Ring, like one of those video doorbells, and every time there's motion, it records like 30 seconds. It can even like record cars parked out in front, depending, because I'm still working on getting the sensor right.
And I feel like a lot of it'll be through the phone, like find my phone, location, something like that. Of course, text messages is the old school way.
I didn't even think about find my iPhone. They could track you down right to the hotel room you're in with that hussy.
Bow, chicka, bow.
Let's go to Summer this morning. Hey, Summer, you're on Joe and McKenzie. What's going on?
Hi. So, yeah, I actually found out I was being cheated on. My ex was, he was sleeping on my living room floor. He passed out. His phone dinged, and I, like, went to grab it to put it on the charger. And I looked down, and it was like, hey, it's Scooby. And I was like, that's kind of weird. Who would Scooby be? So I looked in the messages, and I had saw, like, really, like, provocative photos of this girl, and, like, I read through some of them, and I found out he was driving my car every morning to her house and seating like that, so.
No, Scooby was skanky.
Oh, no. Scooby-dooby-doo.
Why?
Where are you?
So, did you actually go up to the house like, hey, yo, Scooby? Or did you
Scoops.
Did you do a confrontation?
I could have, because she did, because it was literally like right around from my apartment. I could have, but I don't know. I had a kid, so I wasn't trying to like go to jail.
Of course.
But I kicked him out of my house, though. So,
so did he stop taking the Scooby snacks?
Oh, no. After I kicked him out, he actually ended up with Scooby. So there we go.
Boo. Oh, well, they deserve each other.
Hey, Summer, thank you for calling in to Joe McKenzie. All right, I kind of want to get some more of these calls on the air. Do you care?
Yes.
All right, 833-563-2539. How did you bust the person cheating? This woman, she's an NFL correspondent, and she busted her boyfriend cheating because his heart rate on his Fitbit went up at 4 a.m. and he wasn't at a workout class. He was working something else. We'll talk to you next. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
She busted her boyfriend cheating because of his Fitbit. There was activity at 4 a.m. in the morning, and no, he wasn't at the gym or doing like an Orange Theory class or something.
I was really thinking about this. So do men not take off their Fitbits, or ladies, I guess, before flipping pancakes?
I mean, I pretty much take everything off when I flip pancakes. I might leave a t-shirt on so my moves don't slap my wife in the face. But
wait, pause. You take everything off except a t-shirt. Well, the t-shirt?
Well, sometimes I'll keep my underwear on, like I'll just like the little hole, like the little, like, you know, a little.
What?
No, I'm kidding. No,
that's so weird.
Usually when I flip pancakes, I'm naked, totally. But I mean,
would you take your Fitbit off if you had one?
I think so. I mean, Liv brought up a moment like off air. She's like, well, maybe in the heat of the moment, like you keep it on. But I don't know. Like, I don't want to watch on me. That's just me personally. I don't want socks on when I'm doing it.
I mean, like, obviously, this guy should have because he got busted. But I mean, I think it's rightedly so.
Yeah, and I guarantee it's like, oh, shouldn't have had that on. I wonder if it's the same for like an Apple Watch too. Like anything that can track your heart rate and your movement. Got to be naked, guys.
Yeah, so if you have one, we're just curious. 833-563-2539. In addition to how you caught them cheating, we want to know, do you take your device off when getting busy?
Let's go to Lauren this morning in Houston on 92.1 Radio Now. Lauren, what's your story?
So this is going to sound really stalkerish, but I'm going to go with it's good detective skills. So my fiance, I knew something was weird going on with him, and we've been together for a really long time, so I know when something is just not right. So I set screen time on his phone and turned the notifications off. So if he went onto any kind of website and then tried to clear his browser history, it still shows up on screen time, like no matter whether, they have to go in and like physically clear out their screen time, but he didn't even know it was turned on, so.
What did you find?
I think he was just on some, like, of those adult dating sites or something like that. So I didn't actually get to see, you know, him in the act cheating or anything like that. But, you know, it'll be good skills for anybody out there that is worried about those kind of things.
So that was your fiancé. Did you call off the engagement or are you continuing?
No, we've been engaged for a really long time. So we kind of just worked past it. And I guess we went to counseling and stuff and worked past it.
I was not expecting you to say that.
No, well, we have two children together and we've been engaged for like 7 years.
Now, so. Do you still want to check his history? I mean, do you still have the urge once in a while just to check up?
No, not really. Now I'm just like, okay, if he wants to talk to somebody else, then maybe he'll just leave me alone for a little bit.
She's just like, okay, fine.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it.
Lauren, hey, thank you for calling in this morning to Joe and Mackenzie. Let's say hi to Stacy. Stacy, what's your story?
Well, mine might sound kind of stalkerish, too.
It's okay. We're not judging.
You can judge.
You can be a stalker. Go ahead.
Like 20 years ago, but I went to Radio Shack and got a recorder that you hook up to your phone, like your house phone, when everybody had them then.
Ooh.
And every time someone picked up the phone, it recorded their conversation.
What did you hear?
And I heard him talking with another girl, and it was somewhere along the lines where she said, I really enjoyed that kiss last night, and he said he was flattered and blah, blah, blah. I only caught him that one time, and I was going to try and catch him more, but I couldn't hold it in.
So when you confronted him, did he deny it, or did he have a choice? Did he have to fess up?
I actually confronted them both together with the recording.
Yes! Then what went down?
She lived like two houses down from us.
Aww.
So, yeah. And of course, it was, oh, we were just kidding. I was kidding is what she said. And I really wanted to take it and knock her upside the head with it. But anyways, ended up just going separate ways and...
There you go.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah, sorry to hear that. But Stacey, thank you for calling in and sharing that story. If you got any other ones, hey, we'd love to hear them. Why don't you tweet us? It's Joe McKenzie and find out how did it go. And yeah, I'm kind of interested too. Do people keep their stuff on when they're hooking up or do they take off those watches and Fitbits?
I just love these super spy skills. I just feel like there's nothing more gratifying than busting someone in the act, especially if they're denying that they're doing it.
I love that you're like super spy skills. Like, I'm not hating, but like that's straight up stalkerish.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It is not all. Let me preface this with all women, you don't know, have super spy skills. We can find anything.
I love my wife, Lindsay, and I don't mean this in a bad way. I don't think she has super spy skills, like to keep track of me. You're saying every woman does?
You're saying so every, you think.
I'm not saying every woman's not crazy, for sure.
That doesn't make a woman crazy. It's a woman's intuition is the most powerful thing. And if we think you're doing something shady, we will get more shady and we will find out.
You will make it happen. You will manifest it. Thank you for bringing out the truth. Hey, we have a chance for you right now to win a $100 Amazon gift card. It's DC Heroes of the Multiverse trivia. All you got to do is call us right now, and it's simple, Mackenzie. It's true or it's false.
Yeah, so you have a 50-50 shot of getting this right. It'll be the easiest, fastest $100 you'll ever make.
833-563-2539. Your chance to play. It's 833-563-2539. Snoo! All right, Mackenzie, your turn to do it.
Here it comes.
It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Check it. We have a chance right now and then again tomorrow to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Thanks to our friends at the CW. Tune in tonight into Batwoman for part two of Crisis on Infinite Earths, the ultimate crossover event of the year. Listen, we got to get somebody on the phone and answer a true or false question, and they can win that $100 Amazon gift card. Let's go to line six. We got, is this Wendy?
Hi.
What up, Wendy?
Wendy.
How's it going?
Hey, girl. Hey. Do you feel like this is going to be yours, this $100 Amazon gift card? Do you know DC Heroes pretty well?
Pretty well. Me and the kids, we watch these shows all the time.
Okay, cool. You got this.
All right. Here is your question. I wish you well. True or false? In trying to prevent the crisis of losing her father, the Flash's daughter, Nora, hastens his disappearance. Is that true or false?
Say it one more time.
You said she hastens?
I know, that is a random word in there.
Yes, sorry. Just for the record, hastens is a big word for me, and I didn't write it out. But yes, I will. I'm reading what was put in front of me. True or false, in trying to prevent the crisis of losing her father, the Flash's daughter, Nora, hastens his disappearance. Real quick, just for you, I'm not saying you're stupid, but I am. Hastens, definition. I want to figure out what that word means. Hasten, move or travel hurriedly. Be quick to do something.
Yes.
Cause something to happen sooner than it otherwise would. All right. Does that make sense now?
True.
I'm glad I gave you the definition because you got it right. Yeah!
Yes! Congratulations!
So are you spending this all on Mama, or are these on the kiddos too? What are you going to do with that $100 Amazon gift card thanks to the CW?
I'm going to use it for Christmas for the kiddos.
That is awesome. Who are the kiddos too? Give them a shout out. Don't talk about a present, but give the kiddos a shout out.
I have Olivia, Jackson, Dalton, and Dylan.
Dang. I love those names.
We got to get you two gift cards.
Yes.
No, that's
yes,
awesome, though.
Right?
Hey, congratulations. Make sure you don't miss out on the continuation of Crisis on Infinite Earths. Tonight, it's Batwoman starting at 8 p.m. on Wish TV Channel 8, your home of the CW in Indy. And then at 7 o'clock on KIAH at CW 39 in Houston. And tomorrow, we have another chance for you to win a $100 Amazon gift card.
You too can be just like Wendy and win, boom, a $100 gift card just like that.
I love it. Hey, Mackenzie, working your booty off, must say it's very toned because you're doing a lot of tea. No, it's like a tea tone. I give up on trying to transition into things. I have to read definitions for my job. I try to transition into something we're doing next. It's radio speak, and I think I sexually harassed Mackenzie.
Moving on to Ryan Reynolds. Well, he almost got crushed. Plus, we have a new Miss Universe. I'll tell you who won and what went down coming up in one song.
It was fun working here.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
We are going to be crazy right now on the phones. McKenzie was a little perplexed, I think, when I said, hey, when's the last time you had phone sex?
I mean, I wasn't perplexed. It made me think, and I was like, it's been so long.
Okay, well, it's
too long.
We're about to have phone sex, but it ain't like that. It's actually you calling us at 833-563-2539 and correctly guessing. This is where it's hard. It takes a while. The sex of the next person. You got to get three in a row correctly. So it could be man, woman, man, whatever it is. You just got to guess who the next person we randomly pick up will be.
So, hey, you got a 50-50 shot. This is going to be really fun. It's kind of like a leapfrog of calls. So, yeah, like Joe said, all you have to do is guess the sex of the person calling after you. Boom.
All right, your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Maroon 5, their 2020 tour with Meghan Trainor and the grand prize. We'll give you more details about that, but you can fly away in the continental U.S. and see them anywhere you'd like. All right, let's go. Mackenzie, you ready to do this?
Yes.
All right, let's go to Danielle. Hey, you are on Joe and Mackenzie.
Hi.
Do you understand the idea that we're going to have to get three in a row here? If you only get one or two, I got to hang up on you. You have to guess if the next person we pick up will be a man or a woman.
I'm going to guess a man.
All right.
She thinks a man is up next.
Let's go to the next call. Hey, good morning, Joe Mackenzie. Who's this?
Felicia.
Oh! Danielle, call back. Thank
Shoot.
You. All right. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate you. Let's make sure I don't hang up on anybody there. We got Felicia here. Felicia, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, you ready to see if we can figure out the next person on the phone and try to get you these Maroon 5 tickets?
Yeah.
Do people say bye, Felicia, to you anymore?
It happens daily.
Still. All right. Good to know.
I'm going to throw it out there. If you do lose, we will say bye, Felicia.
okay.
But hopefully that doesn't happen, though. We can say congratulations. Vashti, hey, I kind of ruined that one.
Oh, Joseph!
I'm sorry. There's a lot going on here.
Okay, Felicia, you have to guess. Do you think it's a man or woman calling next?
I'm going to say female.
Okay.
All right. Let's see here. Good morning, Joe Mackenzie. Who is this? Hello? Hello?
It's Craig.
Oh, Craig! Are you a dude?
I'm a dude.
All right, Craig, you're on. Felicia, bye.
Bye, Felicia.
Sorry, I feel so
Love
terrible
you.
Doing that. Oh, crap, we lost Craig. I hate this game when I mess it up.
Okay, so now we need more peeps. 833-563-2539. Okay, now the phone lines are blowing up.
There we go. All right, let's go to Vashti. Hey, good morning. You're on Joe McKenzie. Is the next person we going to pick up a man or a woman?
Woman.
All right, let's say who this is. Hey, good morning, Joan McKenzie. Who's this?
Brittany.
Woo! Oh, call back, Brittany. Call back. 833-563-2539. Vashti, you already got one on there. How's that feeling? Okay. Pretty good?
Pretty good.
Okay, you need two more.
Man or woman, the next one we pick up?
I'm going to say woman.
Ooh, okay. Back-to-back ladies. Let's see. Good morning, Joan McKenzie. Who's this?
Amy.
Amy. Oh, we have to say thank you for calling in. And Vashti, you are one away from winning these Maroon 5 tickets.
Oh, this is it. You need this one correct. What do you say, man or woman? Call up next.
I'm going to say woman.
Another woman, three in a row.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Let's see if lucky number three is it for you. Hey, good morning, Joe McKenzie. Who is this?
Brittany.
Vashti, you better say thank you to Brittany. She just won you Maroon 5 tickets.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo!
You're welcome.
Brittany, I'm sorry. We got more chances to win, okay?
All right.
All right, cool. Hey, thank you for calling in and having a little phone sex. That was interesting, now, was it not?
That was fun. Very exciting.
Hey, Vashti, where are you listening to us at? Are you in Indy or in Houston?
Indy.
All right, cool. Well, then you can see them. You got tickets to see them on Sunday, June 14th. They're going to be at the Ruoff Music Center. If you're in Houston, they're going to be in concert Monday, June 8th at the Woodlands Pavilion. And here's the cool thing. Now, you're qualified to fly away and see Maroon 5 in any city you want. What city would you want to go to if you're a grand prize winner? Would you want to go like to a big city like L.A. or New York? Or where would you want to go?
I'd say L.A.
L.A.? Yes. All right, cool. Well, hey, I hope you're our grand prize winner, too. But hang on the line. We're going to get all of your information there and set you on up with that. We won't do phone sex tomorrow. We need to take a little bit of a break. But we will do something else for Maroon 5
Boo,
tickets.
I was just getting into it.
Oh, well, we'll see what
we'll
happens.
We'll bring it back later.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
So there's this lady, her name, let's call her Ruby. She took her son to go to the barbershop. I remember being a kid going to the barbershop, and then as I got older, I kind of went to like a salon. I know it's hard to believe because I have no hair, but...
Back in the day when he had hair.
Used to get my hair styled, put some mousse up in there. Maybe some gel, getting all crazy. Here's the thing. She took her son to get this done, and she was not happy with the haircut. And I guess it was an older barber, so I don't know if like there was a style she was going for. Because I feel like an older barber knows what they're doing. Unless they got like shaky hands.
Hope, yeah, unless they got the shakes.
Yeah. I mean, sorry about your ear, kid.
Oh, sonny.
It's a little bit of blood. It'll clean up.
You're tough.
Well, she argued with him about it and how unhappy she was. The barber went outside. I don't know why, but I guess he was going to write down her license plate, like to call the cops, maybe, because it was a heated argument. Well, that was not a good idea because she got in the car, put it into drive.
No!
And ran over the barber.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to give my boy a bad haircut? I'll run you over. She rammed into him and actually threw the glass window of the store right into the barber shop. She then fled the scene. The poor barber, this old man, you know, brittle bones and all, needed surgery for a broken leg.
That's horrible.
Listen, I've gotten mad. If you can't tell, I do have a little bit of an anger problem. But I would never hit somebody with a bat or use my car to run into them. Like, how do you use your car as a weapon?
People need to think. You got to take a beat, breathe, reassess the situation. Because what people do, they're enraged and they act on impulse. Like, which, if she was of sound mind, obviously she would not have done this, we hope.
To be fair, it was a bad haircut. The barber, like I said, needed surgery. Cops are still trying to track her down, so they don't have her.
Really?
Yeah, she's going to be charged with assault with a deadly weapon. So, yeah, who's going to cut the kid's hair when you're in jail? Tell me this. That's your dummy of the day. Happy Monday. It is Joe McKenzie here on Indies Radio Now, 100.9. Apparently, Pork Chop's got a fan club. It's like, where's Pork Chop? Well, dude, let him have a vacation. He's taken like 3 days. He'll be off this week and then back on Thursday. So he's off part of the week.
I got to see him Saturday night. I surprised him at Sullivan's Steakhouse. It was super fun. I tried to get him and Hostage Boy to go out with my, like, for girls' night.
Are you going to take them both hostage?
Well, he's like, oh, I wish he would have come, but he was tired and he had to work a lot. So I get it. But I do want to give a shout out to Red Room because they rolled out the red carpet for my girls' night, which was so unnecessary and really fun. And I went to a fun dance. I went to Teeny, which is really fun on Mass Ave.
Yes.
And that was fun. It was packed.
I love that place. It's so fun to dance there.
They have the really good music. So
all right.
Fun.
Well, yeah. And shout out to Teeny's is cool, but like Red Room, yeah, they always take good care of us.
Oh, my gosh. Amazing.
I was bummed. I was supposed to make it out there, too, because our buddy Eric, but Jess, she works there. She was celebrating, I think, her graduation from kind of medical school stuff that she's been doing, the nursing. And Lindsay was so sick, and I wasn't feeling it hot, so we had to, like, poo-poo out.
They were awesome. They have swings there. Like, I've not been there forever.
What
but they,
kind
I was...
of swings? No, I was kidding.
But they were just incredible. So thank you to Red Room.
All right. What about you, Live the Web Girl? I know you've been, like, boot camping it up, this whole bike training. And I want to get an update tomorrow, too. I actually want to find out tomorrow, did you make it or is it still going? But how are you feeling? What do you got going on?
I kind of feel like I've gotten hit by a truck, like a semi, too. Like, not just like a Ford F-150 we're talking. I feel like I got hit by a semi truck. And I'm supposed to go into work after this into my second job where I'm just talking on the phone all day and calling people. But I just feel like that's probably not the best choice for me.
This is weird because Liv's been gone forever. So we expected her to come back like refreshed and like after vacation. She's gone for like almost 2 weeks, but like minus a few days. And she comes back like...
Sounds like she went to a rager.
I know.
I come back just like worse than I left off. Aww. Yeah. So I just really want to just chill, get some rest, and drink lots of tea and lots of fluid so my voice can get back to normal and I can fight off this cold so it doesn't get any worse.
Joe, you should come work out with me. I'm going to Fit Flex Fly with my hot trainer, Tyler. And I'm
ooh,
really
I love
excited.
Tyler.
You should come.
He's a hottie.
Come with me before you play COD.
Well, I mean, like, I don't want to overwork my arms and fingers and then be bad at COD.
I think your fingers will be fine.
Call of Duty, guys. Okay. Call of Duty. I'll think about it. Okay. I thought about it. No, it sounds cool, though. Maybe I will.
No, you're not.
He's totally not going to come. No.
I will. I think I'm going to have to start doing like a Joe's Journey thing where I start getting healthy. That sounds like a good idea for something for the show.
It's so much more fun to go exercise with a friend.
I totally agree. It like holds you accountable.
Or your sexy trainer.
Are there any female trainers there?
Yes.
Because I feel like dudes look down like, come on, fatty, get it going.
No, they don't.
From like, what's that one
they
movie?
They do not.
From like Fat Camp or whatever.
Heavyweights?
Yes, yeah. That's what I'm thinking of. Like that.
That is not true.
That's how I picture them looking. Come on, fatty.
Trainers never.
And I'm not saying that, but I'm just kidding around. All right. I will play some Call of Duty today, but no, it's so boring, but to me, it's exciting. I don't understand why people complain and moan about having like all these to-do things around the house. I guess it's because I'm a brand new first-time homeowner, like buyer. I am so excited to do all these things. I got to fix the sink stopper upstairs. I got to do something in the basement, clean out like the actual tube that goes outside from the dryer, could clear it out so it doesn't get like a fire. I'm excited to do that today.
Come to my place because I think of my sink. I need to clean out my sink is like draining slow.
It's probably all your hair.
My shower and my kitchen sink is draining slow.
I am not going anywhere near your mane.
my
you have like the It Ring Girl hair. That's how long your hair is. God bless you, but no. I'm out of here. Sorry. That's just a fact. All right. Hey, for myself, Joe. Mackenzie, Live the Web Girl, intern Chloe Money out there doing her finals and testing, Pork Chop on vacation, and everybody else, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.